Gene Richards has entertainment news now, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Dean, good morning. It'll be interesting to see how Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon and Stephen Colbert react to the tragedy of Saturday. And the Daily Show has already changed some plans, haven't they?
Yeah, they were all set to do their shows from Milwaukee this week for the Republican National Convention to put their typical Daily Show comedic spin on it all. And I guess they're feeling there's not too much that can be comedic following the events of Saturday. So they've decided to stay in New York. They're still going to report on, you know, post-convention coverage, but they will do it from New York and probably not as satirically as they had planned on over the weekend. Now, they're also planning on doing their shows from Chicago for the Democratic National Convention next month. And they have not announced right now the plans are still on for that. So unless something changes, let's hope that nothing else horrific happens in the meantime.
Yeah, let's hope.
I'm filled up on horrific things for the last few days.
We all are, for sure. Alec Baldwin is speaking out for the first time since his lawsuit was thrown out. And what did he have to say?
Yeah, the lawsuit was thrown out by a judge on Friday, saying that the prosecutors had withheld ammunition evidence regarding that fatal shooting of the cinematographer of the movie that they were working on back in 2021. So Baldwin got off of that and didn't say anything over the weekend, really, until yesterday. He posted a photo of himself inside the courtroom from Instagram. He posted a message saying, "There are too many people who have supported me to thank just now," but he was appreciative of everyone's kindness toward him and his family. So I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that. All along, he had pleaded not guilty, saying he did not pull the trigger of that prop gun, didn't know why it contained live ammunition. So at least for now, anyway, this is a closed matter.
Do you have a box office winner and loser for us from the weekend?
Holy smokes, do we ever. It is Despicable 4. This movie that I only gave kind of a tepid a review. I gave it a Dean's List C. But, you know, for kids' movies, it doesn't matter if you can, you know, for one thing, it's only my opinion, and who cares, really? It's just one person's.
For another thing, it's a babysitter device.
To take your kids someplace for 2 hours, and they can watch, and they apparently are enjoying it way more than I did. I don't suspect that this film was made for somebody like me, but what is also interesting is that this new Despicable Me movie, Despicable Me 4, it has pushed this franchise now over the $5 billion mark, which makes it among the most successful movie franchises of all time. That includes all the Despicable movies and all the Minion movies together. They're all lumped together in the same thing. This past weekend, the new movie took in another $44.7 million. So it did very well. Big surprise at the box office over the weekend was the new Nicolas Cage movie called Long Legs. That came in second. Inside Out 2 continues to do very well. It's also breaking records for animated films for Pixar. That came in third place. A Quiet Place Day One and Fly Me to the Moon, the romantic comedy with Channing Tatum and Scarlett Johansson, rounding out the top five movies.
Yeah, I saw Fly Me to the Moon. Yeah, and your review was right. It's, you know, it's not a great movie, but it's nice.
Harmless.
Yeah, harmless.
Harmless.
Exactly.
Harmless. Nice little summer. You know, it's Bob's babysitting for 2 hours.
That's exactly right.
Marianne takes him to the theater, puts a popcorn in front of him, and for 2 hours he says nothing.
Yeah, and the popcorn, I wanted to buy a medium popcorn, and no medium, no. Only small or large now. Is that the new trend?
That's what I've noticed also, because honestly, I rarely even eat anything at the theaters. It's a pet peeve of mine that I don't know when this started. I think I blame Roger Ebert for this, because he would often come to movie screenings with submarine sandwiches, giant. And, you know, you've been in that screening room. It's a tiny, tiny little screening room for the critics to see the movies. And he'd show up with, you know, some big old sandwich. And like one day after I got to know him well enough that I could joke with him, I said, "Do you ever eat anything that is not loaded with onions?" Because the room was just seething with onion smell.
What, did he have like a 10-footer there? Did he say, "Hey, you want to start at the other end?"
He was, yeah, like 101 Dalmatians. So I just kind of, it kind of became my pet peeve not to eat anything. But every once in a while, I'll have popcorn. Number one, I'm shocked at how much it cost.
Yeah.
And number two, I'm shocked that it's either too small or ridiculously large.
Well, you think you can get soup?
No soup and no medium. It's Entertainment with Dean Richards. They say celebrity deaths come in threes. This past weekend, fours, right?
Yeah, it was a very unusual weekend with multiple celebrity deaths, and almost all of them, going to the back of the stack of stories with the assassination attempt that took place. One that was just announced this morning, that I guess the most recent, is actor James Sicking. James Sicking is definitely a face that you would know. He played Doogie Howser's father. He was on Hill Street Blues. He was in Star Trek III, The Search for Spock. He's been in so many television and movie roles, mostly TV roles. Died from complications of dementia at 90 years old. The other really shocking one over the weekend was actress Shannon Doherty, who we knew from so many television roles. She died after a long battle with breast cancer. She had a mastectomy that cancer went into remission, but then returned in 2019 with a vengeance, stage four. Last June, she announced that it had spread to her brain. Her publicist announced her death over the weekend. She was only 53 years old. Dr. Ruth Westheimer died over the weekend as well. Dr. Ruth became a pop culture phenomena with her sex advice, both on her own radio show, then her TV show. She appeared on all the late-night shows. She wrote 40 different books with her little quirky style that she had, her very cheerful demeanor and very frank way of talking about what had been a taboo subject, really, until she came along. She was a child of only 10 years old when she escaped Nazi Germany, lived in New York City, where she died over the weekend at 96 years old. And finally, fitness guru Richard Simmons, it was announced, died over the weekend. In fact, he died one day after his 76th birthday. He was, the over-the-top diet and weight loss advocate, with his style and costumes and boisterous demeanor that made him a pop culture icon on his own television shows, on videotapes. Sweating to the Oldies was what everybody remembers. He had his own fitness centers, whenever he was in town, always stopped at WGN. I was remembering a story this morning where he was appearing on, I think it was on the radio show, and I was walking down the hall to greet him, so we were facing each other, and he ran and jumped into my arms like an excited puppy would jump up into your arms.
Yeah.
And, he always had those short shorts on, so I didn't exactly know where my hands should be in a situation like that. But I'm sure you must have encountered him many times as well.
Yeah, he was quite a showman. Always greased up, too. But thing I remember when we had him on the old Fox thing in the morning show, during the breaks, he knew exactly what he was doing. He was so smart. He would say, all right, what are you going to do? Okay, I'll do this. I mean, he was calculated.
Yeah.
He really was a very likable person.
Very, very nice. Yeah, and really he'd been kind of just suddenly disappeared off of the scene. Around 2014, rumors began to pop up about declining health, that he was being held against his will at his home. Mm-hmm. He would occasionally put out tweets and little social media messages. He was actually doing it on Friday. Hmm. On the day that he died, he was sending out messages encouraging people who were still seeking weight loss advice. From him, you know, something for which he was very dedicated to people who were trying to, you know, get that monkey off their back.
What is Natalie Portman doing now?
She is, for the first time, doing a television series. She has exclusively been in the movies up until now. She's starring in a new Apple TV Plus series that's called Lady in the Lake. She co-stars with actress Moses Ingram in the story of a young girl who disappears Thanksgiving of 1966. And then two women involved in the story converge in this, kind of bizarre neo-noir fatal collision course. We did a little Zoom chat with her and, you know, talked about some of her legendary movies, Black Swan and Star Wars episodes 1 and 3 and so many more. And she talked a little bit about her filmography.
Natalie, you've been a part of so many iconic films, and you yourself have played so many iconic roles. Are you aware of that when you're doing it, that this is something special?
Well, thank you for saying that. But I don't know that I'm ever aware of how it will be received. Like, it's still, you know, after I've been working more than 30 years now, which is crazy, like older than you've been alive. I've been working longer than you've been alive, I should say. I think that it's still a complete mystery to me whether something will connect to people or not. When you work with extraordinary actors like Moses, like Elon, like, you know, all of the people that are in this series, you have an experience that is extraordinary.
Yeah, so this new series called Lady in the Lake will begin streaming on Apple TV Plus on Friday.
And before we let you go, Dean, we should say something about Tom Bortz.
Yeah. Tommy was part of our WGN family for 25 years. He was a lifelong Chicagoan, worked at a string of suburban radio stations before he came to WGN. Worked with us for 25 years in our sales department. And there was no one more likable. No one always had a smile on his face. No one who was more of a team player and was part of every event that, that we put on. He passed away about a week ago. And visitation is going to be this coming Friday. In Orland Park, where he grew up. But he sure was a great guy, and our condolences to his family and friends.
Always happy, wasn't he?
Always a smile on his face. Hey, Dean, how you doing? He'd stop back in my office.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me what movies he saw over the weekend and how much he disagreed with my reviews.
Yeah. Well, we're thinking about his family and
sure
close friends today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you,
Bye.
Dean.